Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It is the Adam Carriker Show, but thus it is not Adam Carriker. I'm Jake Bakoven in with Jake Sorensen. Carriker is out for today. We'll be back on Monday, so look out for that. But maybe just enjoying a little bit of the bye week, as many of us are. But we are still here, ready to talk some Husker football, college football, NFL, and anything else that comes to mind in the sports realm. Very rarely is it time for the Jakes on 93.7 The Ticket. But here we are, Jake Sorensen. How's it going this morning?
I ask you the same question, Bach. You are a Cardinals fan that lost last night by 3 points at home to the Seahawks. Are you okay this morning, Bach?
I'm okay.
Like, I'm frustrated. Used to losing as a Dolphins fan. I it doesn't hurt me anymore. But the Cardinals have been a typical losing team in your lifetime besides a Super Bowl appearance in like 2010. However, good start to the season. What, they 3-0, right? 3-0?
2-0.
Now they're 2-2. Lost to the Niners, lost to the Seahawks. Back to level 500.
Back to the expectation, I think, for the year was 500, around there for the Cardinals. Mixed reviews. The jerseys, I thought, looked pretty good, which they were planning on throwing out there. And then it's tough with the Marvin Harrison.
We
got to
fix Maserati Marv, right? Wasn't that Gus Johnson's nickname for Maserati Marv?
There's something wrong with him. I don't know.
He got the yips with catching. In the first half, if you didn't watch the game, listeners, he had a slant route from Kyler Murray. Perfect throw. He just bobbled it and he got picked off and taken like 30 yards back for Seahawks, not for a touchdown, but no reason that should ever be picked off or even dropped. And then he had touchdown in the second half, had a couple of nice catches, so some redemption. But he had the horrible drop against the Niners in the game, another bad drop, 2 drops last night. First-round pick. Come on, Marv.
Yeah, I mean, he's expected to be the next Larry Fitzgerald, right, in Arizona.
So far,
has not been. And like you said, the 49ers game, he had two big drops in that game, one that would have been a touchdown, like you said, and then last night, you could even blame two interceptions on him. There was the bobble, and then there was the miscommunication with Kyler. You know, again, maybe that's more on Kyler than Marvin, but it looked like he stopped running his route. So it's been tough sledding as a Cardinals fan.
You know
fan,
what,
but
though,
it is
Bob,
what I expected.
You're not 0-3.
That's
like
right.
My pathetic, beloved Miami Dolphins. You have the longest possible break you can have without having a bye week. They played last Thursday. They play this Monday.
Oh, okay.
So it's basically a bye week without being a bye week.
Yeah.
Having that much time between games.
Is it the Jets they have this week?
It is the Jets.
The Jets. Okay.
It's
How are you Jets. Feeling about that matchup?
Well, I hate the Jets, and the Jets stink, but the Dolphins stink more. I mean, I think the Dolphins are going to go 2-15 this year, if that. That might be good for Miami to go 2-15. They have an idiot GM. They have an idiot head coach. They've got a quarterback that has lost his way. The defense can't stop. I mean, the defense has, I think, forced a punt twice this year.
Pretty rough.
Things are great.
Yeah.
Oh, besides that, things are awesome.
Yeah.
Just love it.
So is it time to blow it up in Miami, restart?
Every single year is the time to blow it up in Miami. I mean, I'm 34 years old, and 2 years ago, the Dolphins probably gave me the most fun season I've ever had watching. They had all these blowout wins. Tyreek had the huge year. Tua was great. Raheem Mostert was awesome. Devon Achane was awesome as a rookie. And the 70 points on the Broncos,
oh, yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
And the defense, you know, was great. Van Ginkel was great. Now he's obviously with the Vikings, and they lose, you know, Phillips and Chubb. They had Ramsey was there. It was such a – that team was destined to be – you know, make a deep run in the playoffs. Well, guess what? In typical Miami fashion, they blow a horrendous game to the Titans in Monday Night Football, a game that is still unforgivable to this date. And then you get injuries to Phillips and Chubb to end that season, and they go into Arrowhead and get, you know, beat 26-7 by the Chiefs. Didn't even win a playoff game. No playoff win since 2001,
yeah.
Bach.
Yeah, that's rough.
Like, I'm like Nebraska. Think about me. Not trying to make people feel bad for me, but I'm a massive sports fan, and my two favorite teams are Miami Dolphins football and Nebraska men's basketball. One team has not won a playoff game in 25 years. The other team has made the dance twice this millennium, this century, and has, of course, never, ever won an NCAA tournament game. Boy, if I am a fan of one of your teams out there, I apologize because I am the problem. It is me. As T Swift would say, I'm the problem.
That's right. Yeah, good T Swift.
I don't even know what winning feels like, but I have no idea what it feels like to win.
Do you have a team that you do follow? Like, I mean, the Royals don't help too much. I mean, they got their wins.
The Royals won the World Series in 2015, yeah. And that was a shock to everybody in the world that happened. That was nice. I was also a Cardinals fan before that. Like, I left.
That's right.
I think the problem is I don't know how to handle success. Like, I was telling my wife the other day, she want to know the background of it. Royals fan. I said, well, I was a Cardinals fan up until through 2011. They won the World Series in 2011, and I bailed. I said, I need something else. So our station, the ticket was carrying the Royals. I said, okay, I'll be a Royals fan close by. And again, they sucked. It wasn't like I jumped on a bandwagon. They went 70-92 the first year. Like, I wasn't exactly rooting for the Yankees or the Dodgers here.
Right.
They had a nice run, of course, with Moustakas and Hosmer and all those guys, and that was fun. But that's not my childhood there. My childhood is Dolphins football, Nebraska basketball, and Nebraska football. And it has just been gut-wrenchingly bad for all of them for the most part.
Yeah, it's an interesting ride. The teams that you choose, oftentimes, remember the Tom Stevens rules, you got to pick your team at 8. So you yes. Could have made some switches
there. I made the Cardinals. You guys, I will allow any listener out there to bash me for that because I accept that.
Yeah.
I embrace the Tom Stevens philosophy. I feel bad about that because, yeah, I was in college when I left the Cardinals. College. Yeah. Way past being a kid. But because the station carried the Royals, I was a station guy. My guys of Pujols and Edmonds and Roland were all gone from the Cardinals. I didn't really recognize the roster anymore. I said, this is the time to make this rare leap. And I have not looked back at all.
Now, were you a Cardinals fan through Mark McGwire and that run?
Yeah, yeah. That's who may be a Cardinals fan.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So I, at age 6, I chose the Cardinals and I left them. And I had all sorts of T-shirts, you know, at Cardinals. I had a Scott Rolen poster in my room in Beatrice. I was a diehard. I went to many games at Busch Stadium. I went to go watch them at Kauffman when I was not a Royals fan, and they were good. They were good for so long, and I didn't leave them because they stunk. Again, I left them at the top. They had just won the World Series. I said, "I'm moving on. Sayonara."
Now let me ask you though.
I can't understand. I can't even embrace success.
How do you leave a franchise? What, especially at the top, was it the winning had just become enough?
It was just like you felt it.
So yeah, it happens.
Like I'm used to just being in misery all the time, Bach. I don't know what it's like to win. I'm used to going to the sports bar, see my team get beat, you know, win one game and feel like I'm on top of the world, then lose 4 in a row. And if you're Nebraska basketball, you know, feel good about being in the dance conversation, which is how we usually feel about them. Again, this year, right now, preseason thought, in the conversation, not a for sure team, but probably on the fringe. Like we lived our entire lives on the fringe.
Yeah.
I don't know how to handle sports success. And I don't allow myself to even have it.
That's right. You're gonna abandon ship if anybody does well.
Do you understand, Bach, how many people have told me, oh, Jake, it's your time to leave the Dolphins and root for the Chiefs. I hate the Chiefs. I loathe the Chiefs. I don't like them at all. I don't like anything about the Chiefs. I will never in my lifetime, even though they're close by. It's a fun stadium. I saw the Huskers down there week one beat Cincinnati. Like, fun to tailgate down there. I don't like the franchise.
Do you hate them post Patrick Mahomes, or did you dislike them before?
I've never liked them. Yeah. I've never been. Like, I went. This probably goes back to my first ever NFL game was the 2003 NFL season. I'm sorry, 2002 NFL season. Okay. Forgive me on that. 2002. The Dolphins were 3-0, and the Chiefs were 3-0. This was the Chiefs of Trent Green, Priest Holmes,
yeah,
Eddie Kennison, Johnny Morton, sure, Tony Gonzalez, and the Dolphins of Jay Fiedler, Ricky Williams, Chris Chambers, you know, Aronde Gadsden, like my guys. And the Dolphins lost that day 48-31. Now, at that time, Bob, the things have changed. Like, I went to a Chiefs game last year, and they don't do it anymore. After Chiefs touchdowns or scores?
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair. The best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
They used to do this. We're gonna beat the hell out of you. You, 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 you. And I'm a 11-year-old kid,
yeah,
in the stands, and I'm crying. And my dad says, we can't cry at a football game. I'm not mad at him. This is not a shot at my dad at all. No, it's the fact that the Chiefs caused me one of my just worst ever sports fandom memories. That is just, I mean, they got, I'm 11. They got in my ears.
Like, yeah.
We were in the nosebleeds, like in the way in the southwest part of the stadium, way up there. I had binoculars because I couldn't see you so far away. And I just, I go to sleep that night. We're going to beat the hell out of you. Like, they got in my, I'm a kid.
Yeah.
They're in my
they
business.
Got you. Well, no wonder why you hate the Chiefs. That makes a little bit more sense.
We have some, I'll never be a Chiefs fan.
Some thoughts on the text line. 1000 says, Raider Nation, Bog, Jake joined the Black and Silver Slayers.
No, no chance. No. I don't want to root for the terrible franchise. Sorry.
0884 says, become an Iowa fan so then they can start to suck big time.
That's okay. I can consider that. That's people already think I am an Iowa fan because I used to live in Iowa. I've never been a Hawkeyes fan, never a Cyclones fan. I've always been Nebraska through and through. So, no. And I did grow up in the hometown of Kyle Vannebosch.
That's right.
Legendary. Now, it's also the hometown of LeVar Woods, who is the special teams coach for Iowa.
Dynamic special teams coach.
The Larchwood, Inwood, Iowa, Westline High School area. So, very successful football area of the country. I respect that part of Iowa.
Is it Iowa country or Iowa State country?
That's Iowa country.
That's Iowa country.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mostly. Yeah. I'd say almost. Yeah. Very high Iowa percentage.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough.
So, I will always defend that part of Iowa. Always. That's it, though. That's it. It stops there. The little northwest tip of Iowa. And Okoboji is a good time, too. I'll defend Okoboji and I'll defend, you know, Larchwood / West Line. That's all I got for you.
Council Bluffs?
No, I lose too much money there.
But at least you go there and have some fun.
I have. I've been there for a long time. But
Yeah. That's what I was always at least to say. Council Bluffs, not too bad. I always think it's funny, too, right when you cross the border, you start to see some more hills. Like, Nebraska's just like, all right, this is where we should stop. There's some sort of topography going on here. So that's always kind of funny. NFL teams that you have been impressed by. You mentioned the Chiefs. Do you think that they've lost their hold on the AFC, or you still think the AFC runs through Kansas City?
It's a good question. I would say they've looked so uninspiring so far, but the Chiefs always find a way. As long as they have Andy Reid and Mahomes, and I'm not going to say even Travis Kelce is still good. He's definitely aging before us very quickly.
Sure.
As long as you have Reid and Mahomes, they're always going to be the team to beat. But especially because teams like the Bills are so good, and they cannot beat the Chiefs in the postseason.
Right.
The team that has beaten the Chiefs in the postseason has been the Bengals. And the Bengals now, Joe Burrow can't stay healthy. It's not his fault. It's just bad offensive line. So I can't say it goes to the Bengals. The Bills want to be that team. But also, think about this. I mean, Jim Harbaugh is 3-0 right now. Has it been a pretty 3-0? No, they almost lost the Broncos, but they won the game. Jim Harbaugh is a winner.
Yeah.
He might do it in a cheating fashion most of the time. But last time I checked, cheating wins still count as non-cheating wins in the NFL.
There's no asterisk next to Michigan.
So I think that you're looking at a Chargers team that's been so close for years to being really good. They just had bad losses. Going back to North Turner, you know, obviously Brandon Staley has just found incredible ways to lose games. They were up 27-0 in a playoff game and lost.
I remember that.
At halftime. 27-0 at half and lost in regulation to the Jags a couple years ago. That can't happen.
That's right. They're
always so talented. It's just they're missing that head coach. Now they have it. So I can't say right now that the AFC runs with the Chargers until they actually win that big game and win in the playoffs and get to the title. But as of right now, it still runs with the Chiefs until proven otherwise.
Yeah, that's what I would say, too. And I mean, the other team that's often mentioned is the Baltimore Ravens. They started 1-2. Close loss to the Lions, 1-point loss to begin the year to the Bills. Still think they're a contender right up there?
Oh, of course, absolutely.
Yeah, they've got to be in there in the AFC. As we turn our attention again to the NFC, unfortunately, my Cardinals lost, so they dropped to 2-2. But some interesting teams there. Obviously, you just got to say Philadelphia. Philadelphia's got to be the team that the NFC runs through. But then I think you're looking maybe at some teams in the NFC North, perhaps San Francisco, Tampa Bay off to 3-0 starts.
Tampa Bay, not surprised by them. Tampa Bay, almost blew it to the Jets last week. They're up, I think, 23-6 going into the fourth quarter and just kind of collapsed. Had, of course, the block kick return for a touchdown. And, you know, Baker Mayfield has been always a clutch quarterback. He got a bad deal in Cleveland the way that went happened. It went out. And he had a couple years. He was lost in the desert. Went to the Rams, went to the Panthers, and we forgot about Baker, but Baker didn't forget. He keeps saying, I kept receipts, what Baker says. He's a very motivated person to prove people wrong, and he's been really good the last couple of years. But now the Bucs would be a team that's going to be tough to beat in the NFC. I like their defense. I think their offense has obviously great weapons. Mike Evans is getting older as we speak, and so is Chris Godwin, who's been battling injuries. But Baker Mayfield now has Emeka Egbuka, who's kicking butt so far this year. And I don't know, like, maybe he's different. People can push back on this all the time. I hope they do push back. But I'm always big on coaches who have an aura and can inspire people. I love Dan Campbell.
Absolutely.
Dan Campbell took a losing program historically and made them a winner very quickly. Todd Bowles is the head coach of the Bucs. Now, I don't know Todd Bowles I don't know any head coaches personally at all. But Todd Bowles on the sideline, in the media, doesn't seem like a very motivating person. He's very quiet, but he's won with the Jets. He's won with the Bucks. He must be doing something well in the locker room or you know, in the practice, because he doesn't seem like the most inspiring coach, but he wins games. So I'm always amazed at his general success, because he's not rah-rah.
Yeah. He's not like our man, personality.
Dan Campbell's biting off kneecaps. Meanwhile, Mike McDaniel in Miami is wearing joggers. And he's wearing
kind of an enigma.
And he looks like the guy you stuffed in a locker in middle school. You know, I mean, that's what he is.
Yeah.
How is that guy going to inspire men to go play football?
Like you said, maybe he did it his
that's
first
why
year
he's
there,
on the way out. Yeah. Get him out.
Probably
him out.
Yeah, you've turned on him.
Get him out.
Fair enough. As we look at the schedule this week in the NFL, some interesting games. I think Minnesota and Pittsburgh, I think, might be among the most interesting. Of course, that one going to be in Dublin to start off the day on Sunday. We mentioned Tampa Bay. They're going to host Philadelphia. That should be a big game as well. You look at the nightcap, Sunday Night Football, you get Green Bay at Dallas. Of course, Dallas always interesting regardless of their record. And then Monday Night Football, you mentioned it. Your Dolphins will take on or host the Jets. Also, Denver hosting Cincinnati. You like the double Monday Night Football?
No.
Even if your Dolphins aren't in, I'm not thinking about
spotlight.
No,
I hate it.
In general.
I've always said this is going to be, again, this is like all my bugaboos coming out right now. If it was a perfect world and I got to pick how games were played, every game will be played at noon on Sunday.
Okay, what's
that? At least the Dolphins will play every game at noon.
Okay.
I like just
going, your best time.
I like going to the sports bar and seeing all the games on TV and having a night, having my lunch, having a couple beers. By 3 o'clock, I'm on my way of either happiness or depression.
Like, but you know what the day is.
The Dolphins have been, if you look at the primetime records, it's horrible. The Dolphins are like the saddest ever primetime performing team. They lose every game in primetime. Every game. Mm. They don't win. It's a miracle that when they get. So played the Bills Thursday night, primetime. What a surprise they lost.
Yeah.
They play the Jets, who are terrible.
A winnable game.
They're going to lose on Monday night and go to 0-4. Because the Dolphins don't play well in primetime.
One game I didn't mention, too, Chiefs hosting Baltimore. So that should be a good one. Baltimore could, well, one of those teams falling to 1-3. So not off to a good start for those teams that we talk about as some of the best in the AFC. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll jump into some college football and Husker football talk as well. But I do want to let everybody know that the Adam Carriker Show is sponsored by Hamilton Telecommunications, hour number one, bringing you the latest quality technology and communication services since 1901. Whether it's residential or business, Hamilton has the answers. Visit HamiltonTel.com for more info today. We'll take a quick break. The Jakes, Jake Sorensen, Jake Bachman. We'll be back on the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.